Dr. Judith Stark has three roles at Seton Hall University. She's professor of philosophy, co-director of the Environmental Studies Program, and associate director of the Honors Program. She talked with NJ Arts News about her love of philosophy, nature, books, and sciences, and her discoveries as a student at St. Francis Xavier University in Nova Scotia.
When I went to university in Nova Scotia, I really went as a pre-med student and was studying biology and doing lab work. Then all of a sudden, because we had required philosophy courses at the Catholic University, I began to read Plato. And when I read Plato and began to follow the work of Socrates and Aristotle, I thought, this is really what I want to spend my time doing and thinking about. But I have to say, too, that nature was a very important part of my experience, even though I grew up in an old industrial city in Bayonne, New Jersey. Every summer, we would spend at least 2 or 3 weeks either in the hills of western Massachusetts or on the shores of Lake Champlain. I remember attending the first Earth Day celebrations in New York City and being so impressed by the need to really take the environment seriously. The books that were really important for me as a young person growing up in our household would have been Rachel Carson, Sun and Spring, and then a little bit later, Paul Ehrlich's Population Bomb. And then Frances Moore Lappé, Diet for a Small Planet, which then led me to really think quite seriously about resources in relationship to the planet and also in relationship to the choices that we make.
We asked Dr. Stark about teaching philosophy, what philosophy means, and how it fits into everyday life.
We could go back to the etymological definition, which is love of wisdom. It's more than just knowledge. It's knowing what to do with that knowledge. It is something abstract, but it's also something that's eminently practical in the sense of helping myself, but also now helping my students to be thoughtful about their lives. Our culture is so externalized and it's so noisy and busy. It really doesn't encourage a kind of interiority or thoughtfulness or mindfulness. Those habits of thought and mind are going to be crucial if we're going to really solve environmental problems.
We were curious as to what Dr. Stark believes is causing our inertia as a society, our apparent inability to change our ecological behavior.
I would say it's individual and communal. The it is to rethink our relationship to the planet. And in that rethinking, concepts and words matter because the way we think about nature is the prelude or the framework within which we act in relationship to nature. Without a healthy planet, we cannot be healthy people. So what is it that constitutes the health of a planet? That it is clean air, clean water, not catastrophic natural events like Hurricane Sandy and floods and droughts. I say to my students, you really have to get involved with a group that is going to help you make the deep systemic changes that are going to be required in the next 10 to 15 years. That's what I think the window is, 10 to 15 years. Human population cannot grow indefinitely. We are limited by the resources that we have on the planet. Now, even with 7 billion people, most of the economists and policy people I read say that we do have the resources to support that population. But we don't have the resources to support the population in a developed world lifestyle. Those of us in what I like to call the overdeveloped world are overconsuming, and 3/4 of the rest of the population is deprived because of the kinds of choices we made.
We asked Dr. Judith Stark about her thoughts on quality of life. How do we measure it, or how should we be measuring it?
There are so many indicators that show that people's quality of life is predicated on much more than wealth and income. Quality of life is the capacity to fulfill one's human capabilities and also the discovery for each individual person of what those human capabilities are. It's relationships. I think it's good family life. It's having meaningful and productive work and a full and vibrant emotional life, a deep spiritual life. All of these things are components of human flourishing and well-being. First of all, in my students, to have this kind of conversation in which I challenge the consumerist ethos of the developed world to say, why is it on every national holiday that we have in the United States, the prescription is we have to go shopping? and buy more widgets. You know, what it is, it's like the ceremonial event. And yet so much of the literature in social science shows us that people are not satisfied. They're not deeply happy because of this. And the environmental consequences of those choices are tremendous. I had a student just yesterday in one of my classes say, "Oh, but Dr. Stark, I like shopping." I said, "Well, that, you know, it's okay to like that, but you also have to appreciate, how did that desire get constructed in me? It's not something that I was just born with this rage to shop. So what is it about my immediate surroundings, whether it's family, society, your friends, that say, this is the way, this is what it means to be fully human, is to go shopping?" So, I mean, the possibility of having these conversations, for me, is really important.
We concluded our conversation with a magic wand question. What changes would Dr. Judith Stark make to foster a healthier, robust society in the 21st century?
The one thing I would hope to do is to help people become less stressed and have more available time so that they could cultivate a richer interior life and become much more aware of developing these human capabilities. Fundamentally, to be able to direct one's life in a way that suits one's character and values. Now in environmental circles, there's much more discussion about the environment right where one lives, and that nature is available immediately. That's an important part of human capabilities, cultivating and understanding the deep connection that we have to nature. But also an attunement to nature that appreciates that without the support of this marvelous earth that we live in, none of us can thrive.
That was Dr. Judith Stark, professor of philosophy at Seton Hall University and co-director of the Environmental Studies Program, and also associate director of the Honors Program, speaking from our office on campus. This is part two of the Words Matter radio project, sponsored in part by the New Jersey Council for the Humanities. This is Sonia Schnee with NJ Arts News.